Yo leo en inglés. I'll read in English. Y me puedes seguir en español si lo tiene en español. You can follow along in Spanish if you have it in Spanish. Verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, verse 3, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character produces hope. Verse 5, versículo 5, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. En español, justificados pues por la fe tenemos paz para con Dios por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, por quien también tenemos entrada por la fe a esta gracia en la cual estamos firmes. Y nos gloriamos en la esperanza de la gloria de Dios. Y no solo eso, sino que también nos gloriamos en las tribulaciones. ¿Por qué? Sabiendo que la tribulación produce paciencia. Y la paciencia, prueba. Y la prueba, esperanza. Y la esperanza no avergüenza. Porque el amor de Dios ha sido derramado en nuestros corazones por el Espíritu Santo que nos fue dado. La palabra de Dios. This is God's word.
Thanks be to God.
Would you pray with me? ¿Puede orar conmigo? Well, now, good and gracious God, Dios lleno de misericordia y bondad, en estos momentos, in these moments, may the words of my mouth, que las palabras de mi boca, y la meditación and the meditation of all of our hearts here in this place together be acceptable unto you. Señor, que las palabras de mi boca y los pensamientos, la meditación de nuestros corazones sean agradables y aceptables ante ti. Oh Señor, nuestra roca, oh Lord, our rock, and our Redeemer y nuestro Redentor. Háblanos, Señor, tus siervos están atentos. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Through Jesus Christ, we pray. Por medio de Cristo Jesús, oramos. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Pueden tomar su asiento. Entonces, en este Domingo de Trinidad, on this Trinity Sunday, really, one of the big questions that we're asking, una de las preguntas más grandes que estamos preguntando es, ¿quién es Dios? Who is God? And a related question, una pregunta relacionada es, what is this God like? ¿Cómo es este Dios? What is this God like? Who is this God? What is he like? ¿Quién es este Dios? ¿Y cómo es? What is his character? ¿Cuál es su carácter? ¿Cuáles son sus atributos? What are his attributes? What is this God like? ¿Cómo es este Dios? Maybe you've had that question. Quizás usted ha tenido esa pregunta. Well, we ask Google. Le preguntamos al Google. Who is God? I just put God into the search bar. You can see. And right away, y de repente, de volada, nos damos una idea. We have an idea. At least an image, por lo menos una imagen, de un Dios, of a God. I'll call this Google's God. Okay. Yo voy a llamar estas imágenes la imagen de Google de Dios. What do you notice about all these pictures? ¿Qué anota usted de todas estas imágenes? Anyone can answer. What do you notice about all these images? ¿Qué anota? What's that?
Shiny.
Shiny. I was looking over here. You were right here. Yeah, shiny. Light. What else? ¿Qué más? Can everybody see this? I'm sorry?
Yes, governing.
Governing, yes, over and above, arriba, enaltecido, arriba de los demás. What else? ¿Qué más?
What else do you notice about this God? These images of God. There's lots of clouds, muchas nubes, right? For some reason, God always has long hair. I don't know why. Dios tiene siempre tiene el pelo largo.
What else? ¿Qué más?
A beard. He also has a beard. Yes. ¿Qué más?
What's that?
Northern European.
Yes, Northern European. That's right. One thing, all those things are true, but one thing that is pretty consistent throughout all these images, una cosa que vemos en casi todas estas imágenes, is that for the most part, is for la mayoría del tiempo, God is alone. Dios está solo. Incluso las imágenes donde está con personas, and the images where he is with people, it's kind of like he's like this. Como que no quiere estar con las personas que están con él en esas imágenes. It's like God is trying to get away, and even the famous picture of Adam and God there, right? There's a separation, hay una separación. Y en todas estas imágenes, Dios está solo. In all of these images, God is by himself. If you didn't know better, si usted no sabía mejor, usted diría, you would say that God is antisocial. Que Dios no quiere estar con las personas. Es antisocial. Que Dios no le cae bien a las personas. That God doesn't really want to be around people. And so he's trying to get, you know, up there with people, separated from the people. Está tratando de subirse para no estar con las personas. If we didn't know any better, si no sabíamos mejor, we would think that God doesn't want anything to do with us. That God is somewhere up there. Que Dios está allá en algún lejos. By the way, notice that God is in the heavens. God is in the clouds. And there's no one up there with him. Y no hay nadie allá arriba con él. ¿Verdad? Está solo. Está solo. And maybe your image of God, quizás su imagen de Dios, ha sido influenciada, has been influenced by some of these images. Sometimes we think of God, a veces pensamos en Dios como un poder, as a power. Like he's out to kind of destroy, como quiere venir a destrozar. Ha venido a quizás a traer destrucción. He's come to bring destruction. Maybe we think of this. Anybody know what this is? I can
pronounce it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll put that up there for you. I was thinking of you when I put that up there. I really was. I'm glad you guys were here. Godzilla. Right. Exactly. That's right. And for a long time, y por muchos siglos, for centuries, people have looked for peace with God. Las personas han buscado paz con Dios. It's not just in Christianity, no solamente en el cristianismo. Pero si usted regresa a la historia, if you go back into history, from very ancient times, en los tiempos más antiguos, people have always wanted peace with God. Las personas siempre han querido paz con Dios. Entonces, ¿qué es lo que hacen? What is it that they do? They sacrifice, sacrifican. Quizás animales, maybe animals, sometimes even humans, a veces alguno de los humanos. And the thinking y el pensamiento, aún en el tiempo de los romanos, even in Roman times, the thinking was this. El pensamiento era esto. Yo traigo un sacrificio a Dios. I bring a sacrifice to God so that God can bless me. Para que Dios me traiga bendición. Yo voy a traer ese sacrificio. I'm going to bring this sacrifice so that God and I can be cool. Can be okay. Para que Dios y yo estemos bien. I'm going to bring this sacrifice, animal or human, sacrificio animal o humano, para que Dios esté bien conmigo. So that God can be good with me. So that God can bless me. Para que Dios me pueda bendecir. But the book of Romans, pero el libro de Romanos, throws a wrench in that. Destruye eso. By the way, the Jewish philosopher Moshe Halbertal says this. El filósofo judío Moshe Halbertal dice esto.
The sacrifice is the most primary and basic form
of all ritual.
El sacrificio es la forma más primaria y básica de todo ritual.
Entonces, en otras palabras, in other words, go back in history. Usted regresa a la historia. And you can find that people have always been sacrificing. Usted puede encontrar ahí
que las personas han estado sacrificando
por siglos y siglos y siglos. They've been sacrificing for a very long time. To have peace with God. Para poder tener paz con Dios.
But I want us to notice something. Quiero que notemos algo.
When the Christian talks about God, cuando Dios habla de Dios, we're talking about a very specific God. Estamos hablando de un Dios específico. We're talking about a God who is so different. Estamos hablando de un Dios que es tan diferente que los otros dioses.
This God, este Dios, nosotros tenemos paz con este Dios. We have peace with this God.
Not because of any sacrifice that we bring. No porque nosotros traemos un sacrificio.
We have peace with this God. Nosotros tenemos paz con este Dios. No porque nosotros derramamos nuestra sangre.
Not because we give blood. Not because we shed blood. Not because we sacrifice animals. No porque sacrificamos animales. Not because we sacrifice humans. No porque sacrificamos a los humanos. The way that we have peace with God, la manera en que nosotros tenemos paz con Dios, es por medio de Jesucristo. It's through Jesus Christ. It's not because of anything that we have done. No es por ninguna razón. No es por nosotros. It's not because of us that we have peace. It's not because we have brought a sacrifice. No es porque nosotros hemos traído un sacrificio para estar bien con este Dios, to be good with this God.
We have peace with God. Tenemos paz con Dios. Solamente por medio de Jesucristo.
Only through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus has come to us. Porque Dios ha venido a nosotros. Porque nosotros no podemos llegar al cielo. Because we could not climb to heaven. Heaven came down to us in Jesus Christ. El cielo descendió a nosotros en Jesucristo.
And it's not by our sacrifice. No es por medio de nuestro sacrificio. Es por el sacrificio de Jesucristo.
It's by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
He brings us to God. Él nos trae a Dios.
He has made a way where there was no way.
Él ha hecho un camino donde anteriormente no había un camino.
Now, think about that. Piensa en eso por un segundo, for one second.
What kind of God is that?
¿Qué tipo de Dios es este?
Un Dios que ha hecho paz entre las personas. A God who has made peace
between him and us.
He takes the initiative. Él toma la iniciativa para hacer la paz, to bring the peace.
Even though, aunque nosotros fuimos los que, el que los, lo ofendimos a él,
even though we were the ones who walked away from him.
Think about what kind of God is that.
Piensen, ¿qué tipo de Dios es ese?
We all know, en todos nosotros, we've all been offended. Todos hemos sido ofendidos. Right? What do you do, right? ¿Qué hace usted cuando alguien lo ofende a usted? When someone offends you. Right? Not my problem. No es mi problema. I'm going to wait for them to come say something to me. Because it's not my fault. Porque no es mi problema.
Ellos me ofendieron a mí.
Right? We. When there's an offense, cuando hay una ofensa, ya sea seria, whether it's serious or trivial, o quizás no tan seria, the offended party, la persona que es ofendida, typically walks away. La persona ofendida es la que se va, es la que voltea el rostro. But this God is so different. Pero este Dios es tan diferente. Cuando hay una ofensa, when there is an offense, when there is sin, cuando hay pecado, este Dios no voltea su rostro. He does not turn away. He comes toward. Este Dios se acerca y se arrima. You see how different God is from us? ¿Ve qué tan diferente este Dios es a nosotros? That even though we have walked away from God, que aunque nosotros nos hemos alejado de Dios, este Dios viene detrás de nosotros. This God chases after us. This God comes after us. Even though we're running away. Aunque nosotros estamos corriendo, este Dios está corriendo detrás de nosotros. This God is running after us. And by the way, God's going to catch up to you. Y este Dios lo va a alcanzar. You know, I'm on the treadmill. I run on the treadmill. Yo corro. Hago ejercicios. Voy 3 millas, 3 miles. And I get tired. Yo me canso. Oh, I get tired. But God doesn't get tired. Pero este Dios no se cansa. He doesn't get tired. You run away. Usted huye de él. Usted corre de él. And he runs after you. Y él corre detrás de usted. ¿Cómo lo hace? How does he do it? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. This peace, esta paz viene de Dios. This peace comes from God. But how do we know? ¿Cómo sabemos? How do we know that God wants peace with us? ¿Cómo sabemos que Dios quiere paz con nosotros? How do we know? You look at Jesus. Mira a Jesucristo. Look at Jesus and you will see the love of God. Y usted va a ver el amor de Dios. Now, stop for 1 second. Baste un momento and think. What kind of God is this? ¿Qué tipo de Dios es este? A God who comes after me. Un Dios que me persigue. Aunque yo lo he ofendido. Even though I have offended him. Even though I have sinned against him. He runs after me. Él corre detrás de mí. Aunque yo corro de él. Even though I run away from him. What kind of God is this? ¿Qué tipo de Dios es esto? It doesn't look like the Godzilla God up there. It doesn't look like the God who's by himself. No parece el Dios que ya está solo. It doesn't look like the God who is up above in the clouds, far away from people. No parece ser el Dios que está allá lejos en las nubes. Lejos de todas las personas. This God, este Dios, nos persigue a nosotros, comes after us. And the peace comes, y la paz viene por medio de Jesucristo, comes through Jesus Christ, not because of anything we've done. No porque nosotros trajimos un sacrificio, no porque estamos aquí en esta mañana, not because we're here this morning. The peace comes through Jesus Christ. La paz viene por medio de Jesucristo. Peace comes, la paz viene porque Él toma la iniciativa, because He takes the initiative. It's all a gift. Todo es un regalo. And not just that, no solamente eso. Tenemos acceso por fe a la gracia. We have access to God's grace through faith in which we stand. Currently, ahorita, todos nosotros, all of us, even though you're sitting, aunque están sentados, we're standing on God's grace. Estamos fundados en la gracia de Dios. The only reason you're here, la única razón porque usted está aquí, es porque Dios quiere que usted esté aquí, is that God wants you here. And I'm not just talking about like here on this morning, you know, at 10:45. I'm talking about here. Estoy hablando de aquí. And think about this. Piensen en esto. The God we serve, el Dios en que nosotros creemos, the God that we believe in, is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, tres personas, un Dios. Three persons, one God. What does that mean? ¿Qué quiere decir? We sang earlier, you were, you are, you will always be. Tú eres el que ha sido por toda la eternidad. Friends, God has been here for billions of years. More than that, trillions of years. Dios ha estado aquí. Él ha existido. Por toda la eternidad. He's existed for all of eternity. But he was not alone. Pero él no estaba solo. For all of eternity, por toda la eternidad, Dios el Padre, Dios el Hijo, y Dios el Espíritu Santo, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have been together, han estado juntos, como una familia, like a family, como una comunidad, like a community, like a group of friends, como un grupo de amigos, disfrutando, enjoying each other, disfrutando de su compañía, derramando amor, pouring out love and receiving love y recibiendo amor. Let me tell you, God was not lonely. Dios no estaba solo. And then you come into the picture. Y después usted entra a la escena. Why? ¿Por qué? Why would God create people? ¿Por qué Dios crea a las personas? Why? God already had love. Dios ya tenía amor. Dios ya tenía compañía. God already had company. God was not alone. Dios no estaba solo. The reason God created you, la razón por cual Dios lo creó a usted, it wasn't to receive love from you. No era para recibir amor de usted. The reason God created you, la razón por cual Dios lo creó a usted, was not to receive, no era para recibir, pero para dar amor, but to give love. This is why God created you. Es la razón por cual Dios lo creó a usted. Para que usted sea una persona que recibe del amor de Dios, so that you might be one who receives the love of God. Because it's in love's nature to give. Porque es la naturaleza del amor de dar. De dar. And this is what God has been doing for all of eternity. Eso es lo que Dios ha hecho por toda la eternidad. And then he creates you so he can keep doing it. Y lo crea a usted para seguir derramando amor. Think about the God that we serve. He's not a loner, by himself, antisocial. No es una persona solo. No es una persona que quiere estar a solas, antisocial. This God is social. Este es un Dios social. Que desea la compañía de usted. Desires your company. He wants to be with you. Él quiere estar con usted. So for the Christian, it's not just enough to say God. Para el cristiano, no basta decir solamente Dios. When we say God, cuando nosotros decimos Dios, we're talking about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Estamos hablando del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. When we say God, cuando hablamos de Dios, we're talking about Jesus. When we see, that's where we see God's face. Ahí es donde vemos el rostro de Dios. And there we learn, y ahí aprendemos que Dios es relacional. We learn that God is relational, that God is social y social. So let me give you some better images of God. Déjeme darle unas imágenes mejores de Dios. Quizás Dios, perhaps God, is like a loving father. Es como un Dios, un padre amoroso que quiere estar con sus hijos, who wants to be with his children. I like this image. Me gusta esta imagen porque hay un padre y un hijo. Parece ser, it seems like it's a father and a son who are face to face, que están cara a cara y cercas and close. You know, when God comes to us in Jesus Christ, cuando Dios viene a nosotros en Jesucristo, you know what he's doing that. Está haciendo eso. He's coming face to face. Viene cara a cara con nosotros. When God wants to show us who he is, cuando Dios quiere enseñarnos quién es, no nos manda una nube. He doesn't send us a cloud. He doesn't send us smoke. No nos manda humo. He doesn't send us a piece of Plato. He comes face to face with us in the person of Jesus Christ. Cuando Dios quiere revelar su esencia y su carácter, nos manda un humano. Viene a nosotros en forma de un humano. He comes face to face with us in Jesus Christ. Here are some more images. Aquí hay otras imágenes. No solamente quiere estar cara a cara con nosotros. He's not only face to face with us. He's also side by side with us. También está a un lado de nosotros. disfrutando en las cosas en que nosotros disfrutamos, delighting in the things in which we
delight. Here's another image, otra imagen.
Un Dios que nos sostiene, a God who sustains us. By the way, a God who
sees us, que nos ve a nosotros, aunque nosotros todavía no podemos, even when we haven't developed the ability to see yet.
Aunque nosotros no lo podemos ver, Él nos ve a nosotros. He sees us, He knows us, Él nos conoce. Ese es un Dios relacional. This is a relational God. This is the God of the Bible. Este es el Dios de la Biblia. This is the God, este es el Dios que nosotros vemos en Jesucristo. This is the God that we see in Jesus Christ.
I forgot why I put that image up there.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a dance, it's un baile. But I know we're a Baptist church, so I'm going to just be careful what I say, okay?
But I wonder, some theologians, algunos teólogos, han describido la Trinidad como un baile. Some theologians have described the Trinity as a dance. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Padre, Hijo, y Espíritu Santo, por toda la eternidad, for all of eternity, dancing, bailando. Anybody like to dance? That was a trick question. Now we know who the Baptists are. No, I'm just kidding. No, I saw a few of you. Yeah.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dancing for all of eternity. Padre, Hijo, y Espíritu Santo bailando por toda la eternidad. Disfrutando, enjoying. What's missing? You are. Usted. And when He creates you, cuando lo crea usted, Él dice, ven. He says, come on. Join the dance. Ven. Entra a este baile. Este baile de amor, this dance of love, este baile de gozo, this dance of joy, este baile de paz, this dance of peace. You're included too. Usted está incluido también. Entre a este baile. Enter into this love. Jesus in John, Jesucristo en Juan, dice, enter the joy of my Father. Entra el gozo de mi Padre. In fact, when we pray our Father, cuando oramos Padre nuestro, we have the privilege, the honor of calling God our Father. Tenemos el privilegio de decir, Dios, tú eres mi Padre.
We're at the stage, estamos en la etapa where, donde mi, si mi esposa, where if my wife picks up another baby.
Levanta otro bebé. Our daughter sees that. Nuestra hija ve eso. And she says, that is my mama. Esa es mi mamá. In fact, I did that one time. Yo una vez hice eso. I went up to Evie. Yo fui a Evie and I hugged Evie and I said, my mama. Y dije, mi mamá. And Zoe said, no, your mom is in San Antonio. Dijo, no, tu mamá está en San Antonio. Oh, that's in our nature, es nuestra naturaleza. To say, this is my dad, this is my mom, this is mi mamá, this is mi papá.
But Jesus invites us, pero Jesucristo nos invita a tener la misma relación que Él tiene con su Padre.
But Jesus invites us to have the same relationship that He has with His Father.
I'm talking about Jesus here. Estoy hablando de Jesucristo aquí. No estoy hablando de cualquier persona. I'm talking about any person. I'm talking about Jesus. Estoy hablando de Jesucristo. Imagínese la relación que Jesucristo tiene con su Padre. Imagine the relationship that Jesus has with His Father. And you would say, usted diría, ah, it's perfect. Es perfecto. Ah, no, es glorioso. It's glorious. Oh, no, it's amazing. Es increíble.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're invited into that too. Usted es invitado a eso también.
To have that same relationship, tener esa misma relación con el Padre, with the Father, that Jesus has with His Father, que Jesucristo tiene con el Padre.
And so He invites you to the dance. Él lo invita a usted
al baile. Anybody want to go to the dance? ¿Alguien quiere entrar al baile? Yeah? Okay, good.
Come tonight at 7 o'clock.
No, I'm just kidding. We have peace with God, access to grace through Christ, and we have hope. Y tenemos paz.
By the way, if you're looking to a verse to memorize this week, here we go. Si usted quiere memorizar una cita bíblica hoy, here it is. This hope, esta esperanza, es producida. It's produced. This hope is built up. Esta esperanza es construida por medio del Espíritu de Dios que vive en nosotros, through the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us.
Notice this progression. We hope in the glory, we boast in the hope of the glory of God, but we also boast in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character produces hope.
Así que nos regocijamos en la esperanza de alcanzar la gloria de Dios, y no solo en esto, sino también en nuestros sufrimientos, porque sabemos que el sufrimiento produce perseverancia, y la perseverancia entereza de carácter, y la entereza de carácter esperanza. Esperanza. Friends, right now, ahorita Dios está haciendo algo dentro de usted. God is doing something within you. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. El Espíritu Santo mora dentro de usted. He dwells among us. Mora alrededor de nosotros. And that is a final thing. Y esa es una cosa final. You cannot lose the Holy Spirit. No puede perder el Espíritu Santo. By the way, this morning, our daughter was looking for her purse. She was looking, where's my purse? Where's my purse? And this dummy. Yeah, yeah. The Holy Spirit, you cannot lose the Holy Spirit. No puede perder el Espíritu Santo. The Holy Spirit lives within you. Vive dentro de usted. Esta es una relación final. This is a final relationship. No matter what you do, no importa lo que usted haga. It does not matter how far you run. No importa qué tan lejos usted se va. You will always be a child of God. Siempre va a ser un hijo, una hija de Dios. In the same way, you children, ustedes niños, you parents, ustedes padres, no importa lo que haga su hijo, it does not matter what your child does, they will always be yours. Siempre van a ser de usted. Always, siempre. They'll always be yours. Siempre van a ser de usted. And it's the same way with God. Es la misma manera con Dios. It does not matter how far we run. No importa qué tan lejos nos vamos. Jesus entered. Jesucristo entró a la muerte. Jesus entered death. To find you. Para encontrarlo a usted. And you will always be his. Y siempre va a ser de él. He will always be close. Siempre va a estar cerca. Las circunstancias, ¿qué quiere decir todo eso? What does all this mean? It means that the circumstances of our life don't determine who we are. Quiere decir que las circunstancias de nuestras vidas no determinan quiénes somos nosotros. And by the way, we live in a time, vivimos en un tiempo donde las circunstancias de nuestras vidas, where the circumstances of our life are rapidly changing. Siempre están cambiando. There are so many changes in our world. Hay tantos cambios en nuestro mundo. The world is changing at a very, very, very fast rate. En nuestro mundo está cambiando rápidamente. Cosas están pasando en nuestro mundo, en nuestras vidas. Things are happening in our lives, in our world. Things might be taken from us. Quizás se nos quitan las cosas. Perdemos cosas. We might lose. We might gain. Quizás ganamos, perdemos. But the one thing that will always be true about you, la cosa que siempre va a ser cierto de usted, es que usted pertenece a Dios, is that you belong to God. And God's love y el amor de Dios mora dentro de usted, lives within you, and no one can take that away. Y nadie puede quitarle eso. That love is stronger, que el amor es más fuerte. Que todas las tribulaciones, all the tribulations, love is even stronger than death. El amor es aún más fuerte que el amor. Because not even death can destroy love. Porque ni la muerte puede destruir el amor.
Now we know all this. Verse 5. Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Y esta esperanza no nos defrauda porque Dios ha derramado su amor en nuestro corazón por el Espíritu Santo
que nos ha dado.
So here's a summary, un sumario. Por medio de este Dios, tres en uno, through this God, three in one.
We have peace with God, tenemos paz con Dios, tenemos esperanza en medio de las pruebas, we have hope amidst trials, and love within us.
Y amor dentro de nosotros. Amados, espero que nos podemos ver, I hope that we can see today, that we are completely surrounded, que estamos completamente rodeados por un Dios que es amor. That we are completely surrounded by a God who is love. By a God who wants a relationship with you. Por un Dios que usted que desea una relación con usted. Now think about this again. Piensen en esto de nuevo. What type of God is this? ¿Qué tipo de Dios es este?
It's not the God who's up there somewhere. No es el Dios que está allá afuera. O el Dios que es antisocial. The God who's antisocial.
This is a God who desires relationship with you. Ese es un Dios que desea una relación con usted. Un Dios que lo tiene en sus manos. A God who holds you in his hands. Un Dios que vive dentro de usted. A God who lives within you. A God who no matter what, un Dios que no importa lo que pase, dice, says, you are mine. Tú eres mío. Wow.
Can we face the next week now? ¿Podemos enfrentar la semana que viene?
With a God like this, con un Dios así?
I think so. Yo pienso que sí.
Dios va con nosotros. God goes with us. God goes within us. Dios va dentro de nosotros. Nada nos puede separar de Él. Nothing can separate us from Him. Let's pray. Vamos a orar.
We thank you, Lord. Te damos gracias, Señor. We thank you because of who you are. Gracias, Señor, por tu carácter. Gracias por revelar tu carácter. Thank you for revealing your character in Jesus Christ, en Jesucristo. Gracias porque estás con nosotros. Thank you because you are with us through the Holy Spirit, por medio del Espíritu Santo. Thank you that you have poured your love into our hearts. Gracias que has puesto tu amor en nuestros corazones. Grant us the grace, danos la gracia para recibir lo que estás haciendo en nosotros, what you are doing within us. We pray, oramos por medio de Cristo Jesús, through Jesus Christ. Amen.